But
you know, the Hershey goodness. Squirts the hot lava.
Hershey squirts.
You have Joe back there, I see, so.
Welcome to Flipping Off, a purpose-driven podcast about flipping houses and making a difference.
Hey, everybody. Well, Melina Boswell here. Welcome to podcast number 29. That's amazing. So I'm here today with my awesome, hot, sexy husband, Dave Boswell. And
we're not alone, honey.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Clear the room. Let's freak.
Whoa. Closing my eyes.
I'm just trying to loosen things up a little here. And so anyway, today we in the studio, we also have with us Mr. Frank Luna.
Hello.
Jr.
Frank Luna Jr. Okay.
All right.
I'll take that.
And Mr. Joe Sanchez.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm glad you guys are here. You should see the looks. I wish everybody could see the looks on your faces right this moment with what on earth is Melina going to say next?
I know.
You just never know. Everybody's holding their breath.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Let's not loosen it up too much.
Okay. All right. We made it through that. All right. Well,
well here we are. I didn't know I was opening, so that's what happens. You just put me on the spot. I'm going to.
That's the way it goes.
I'm going to do me.
I'm very, very thankful for you, honey. So we're here in the studio today. We've got, for the purposes of this podcast, we wanted to be able to have a conversation with Joe, and Joe's working with Frank, and Frank's obviously been around for a long time in our club, and we go back, gosh, many, 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 many years now. I don't know how many that is, but it's a lot. And obviously you've heard Frank and Kathy in the past on our podcast, or if you haven't, go back and...
Their episode number...
16.
That was so awesome.
That's cool. So anyways, they've been on here before, and going to, you know, a lot of the model that we have inside of our club is really, this is a really good example of just that, where, you know, Melina and I are, you know, developing systems with the teams and all the different stuff that we have going on, and Frank and, you know, his group of people that he's been helping to, you know, come alongside him to be able to do more, get more real estate deals done and more accomplished. And Joe and his wife couldn't be here today, but Lily as well. We want to acknowledge her for obviously your better half. You should.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lily's on a helicopter on the way to Catalina. So.
Oh, got it.
Work related.
I hate her.
Work related. Happy
Isn't
wife.
That
happy
amazing?
Life. Yeah.
Made it in Catalina.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I'm. Helicopter.
Yes, that's awesome. Now I'm jealous.
So Joe came here a couple years ago and came into the club and maybe you can share with us. You don't have any experience in real estate, right?
Absolutely none.
None. Okay.
I bought my personal home. That's as far as it goes.
Okay. And what had you looking for real estate? What was going on in your life? Like, why'd you find us?
You know, I've always had an entrepreneurship or entrepreneur's mindset, but I didn't know how to bring it out. I was in the utility business 20 years, close to 20 years, and was let go. You know, your typical corporate, hey, you know what? We're moving in a different direction. Gotta let you go.
That's similar to the Frank, huh?
That's exactly what happened to me. I got laid off in 2009. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I tried, you know, getting into real estate. I tried talking to people who were in real estate, making a lot of money, you know, 06, 05, 07.
Mm-hmm.
You're making this much and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I tried to join those people, but they were just about making the money. And they were making a lot of it. And that didn't really resonate with me, because for me, it really, what I didn't understand is I wasn't in it for the money. I never was. I was making money. You know,
you had a good job. Yeah, your wife has a good job.
Absolutely. So for years we were just making money, so it wasn't like, oh, I need to make money, because it was already there. For me, it was something that was missing. So I would get to these groups, hang out with them, look at them, and then fizzle out.
Yeah.
It, oh, yeah, you made how much? Oh, cool.
Now what?
Yeah.
Next.
But what did you do? Mm. You know, so that's where I came. That's where this place comes in. Mm. I came here. I'm like, well, it's another real estate group. Until I met Dave. And right off the bat, Dave's like, I don't care if you're here. And I don't care if you stay. And, you know, and I'm like, wow. You know, he's not like selling me anything. He actually wants me to leave. He found out I'm a Dodger fan. He wants to leave. He wants me to leave now. So it was a completely different feeling, an aura, you know, about you guys. And that, you know, that was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. So, explain maybe, or let me say disclaimer here. It isn't that he wanted, Dave wants anybody to leave.
Or Dodger fans.
Or it's, yeah,
I
it's
tolerate
not,
them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The reality is that we've just, over the years, we've become incredibly clear on who it is that we're looking for. Mm. And so we know that when you go to, you're looking at different opportunities, you're looking for different businesses, people are always trying to sell you something.
Yeah.
And right. The thing that I really... I think we've come to really like buck the system in is we don't do that.
Yeah.
We are so the opposite of that. We don't like a lot of people I know like to sell the dream.
Yeah.
And that's, I think what we were taught, you know, to sell the dream.
Yeah.
And, we've just learned that we have no desire to sell the dream. The dream is already there. You know, our goal is to help people actually achieve and frankly help them, understand what the dream is, right? Because people think that they're, you know, working for financial freedom or whatever. And
well, I think Joe hit exactly that.
Yeah,
he was seeing people make money completely unfulfilled, unsatisfied, and it would fizzle out.
Yes,
and so
it always does.
You know, that's what we talk about when people are chasing that almighty dollar, mm-hmm. and want to just be able to close a deal so they can make some money for today. That in the end, that's never going to create any real staying power. If you will. So you got to be attached to what it is that you're looking to do, and it's got to be beyond you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when I say get out, I mean for people, like if they don't have that mindset and they're not open to changing that mindset, absolutely 100%, please do not join our club. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast and that is not you, hang up now.
Yep.
Well, take your headphones out, go on to something else.
Absolutely.
Because no, we really are looking for people like, you know, like Joe was talking about, like where he's at. Hey, I want to find a bigger purpose. I want to find, you know, I do want to make money. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But at the same time, I want to be attached to, you know, what is it that's really going to satisfy and fulfill me? And, you know, we don't have a club that's open to just anybody with,
right.
you know, and we're not going to change the way we do things to accommodate other people or to sell people something or some dream or what have you. You know, when you join the club and you pay your dues, this is the culture that you're immersing yourself
that's
in.
That's
right. And I, you know, I love is that Joe said it exactly like it is. That was his reality when I was sitting there saying, look, I'm not going to sell you anything. If this doesn't work for you, don't come.
Absolutely. See, and that's where you've been to other, I've been to other seminars and everything they want to do is sell. You guys can blah, 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 this and this. And I don't want to talk bad about anybody, but when I came here, I was like, oh, wow, this is awesome. You know, and I'm looking at Lily and she's like, wow, this is completely different. This is like awesome. It's amazing. So we were kind of literally sold on not being sold. It was just an amazing situation.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's different when I think when you're coming from your own office too, right? Because we have, you know, our own office and that kind of stuff. So it's not in,
yes.
you know, some hotel and you're yep. there today and gone tomorrow. So there's a different vibe and a feel, especially when you know, anybody who walks in the club says it all the time, like, there's something different about this place.
Yeah.
What's going on in here? I get that. It's so far outside the norm, you know?
Well, not only is the office beautiful, but there is definitely an energy that is so real. It's palatable. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Not palatable.
Yeah. There you go.
And it's difficult to, you can't really articulate it because
right.
you feel it, right?
Yeah.
It's a feeling. It's not
absolutely
it's not tangible.
It.
Yeah.
It keeps you coming back. Mm.
Well, given that, you guys, so Frank, you've kind of taken Joe and Lily and taken under your wing, if you will, and mm-hmm. kind of showing them the ropes and help coaching them along and so forth. And you guys have closed now, what, three deals so far?
Yep.
Three deals so far. You just had a pretty good one out in, was it
Moreno Valley?
Yep. Yeah.
That's right.
Moreno Valley. So how'd that one come about for you? Like, what was that like?
Well, I teamed up with Daniel and Monique. So Lily, myself, Daniel and Monique, we teamed up, and Frank is, of course, our mentor.
So another couple that's relatively yes. new and mm-hmm. learning the ropes as well. Okay.
And so we got together and was like, let's hang out. Let's see what we can do together. And we created a mailer. Mm-hmm. And what we also did was we were creating a, like an event for homeowners who are facing foreclosure. Mm. And through that mailer, there we got the call.
Okay.
And the rest.
The rest Frank did.
pretty much.
What happened from there, Frank?
they contacted me, Daniel and Joe, and said that they had a potential seller. And so it looked like it was going to be a huge short sale. It was so over encumbered. So we connected with Melina and talked with, what does this look like? Had the seller meet with them, found out what they ultimately wanted to do. And at the end of the day, the property was just completely uninhabitable. It probably would have been red tagged if the city would have came in and saw the conditions.
Absolutely.
So it was definitely time for them to sell. Way past that. It just comes to a point when you are not able to make your mortgage payment and you can't keep up any repairs. And so he was going to eventually go live with his daughter.
Okay.
So they needed to decide what they were going to do at the house and go through that process. So we initiated the short sale process, and it turned out it was a reverse mortgage with just this huge mortgage amount in that area. And they took a discount from 500 plus down to 137.5.
Holy cow.
Yep.
I knew the numbers were big. I didn't realize they were that big.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Like, I don't even understand, frankly, how there was $500,000 ever owed on that house. It's kind of bizarre.
So it was like a reverse. It just kept on compounding and compounding and compounding.
All that interest was growing.
Yeah, it was just a horrible situation. Yeah.
Wow. So. All the way down to how much?
$137,500.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. The bank ultimately took 137.5.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think their offer was at 135, and the bank countered them at 137.5.
Got it.
Yeah, and it was really based on the condition of the property. It was
really bad.
Yeah, really bad. Yeah, not even really working bathrooms.
Yeah, it seemed like it was getting worse from week to week.
Yeah.
It was continuing to deteriorate. I got to that point where something needed to be done with the house before it got... it was going to be a teardown. It was bad.
Wow.
Yes, oh, wow. That is correct. It was almost a teardown.
So you guys go in and do you decide to fix and flip it?
Yep. I went in there and my contractor walked the property with me. We came up with a budget and we stayed within that budget within 5%.
Nice.
Like we should. And
boom.
take note there, Joe. That doesn't always happen.
It doesn't always happen. it turned out to be a really good project. The house came out beautiful.
That's for sure.
There was a lot of work that we had to do to make sure that everything was done correctly. We took out all the walls. We got in there, did some pest control. Pest control.
You should tell about the pests. I don't know.
We had the Pied Piper out there. There's mice and rats running out everywhere.
Out of the walls.
Out of the walls, yeah.
I hear conversation we have dead rats and live ones, and they're coming out of the walls. Yeah. Literally coming out of the walls. I'm like, is there a concert?
Wow.
Yeah, so we got in there, and we completely remodeled everything. Everything's completely new. And, just the homeowner got a completely new house, really, from where. And, it was what's weird was it wasn't an old house. Mm. I mean, it was built in 1994. And some of these houses in this condition are, I would say, like from the 50s or 60s.
Yes.
Wow.
But it was really far gone.
Yeah. And he was, the owner of the property was an older gentleman. His health was really beginning to fail. Mm. He was, he needed to live with his daughter. She needed to take care of him. So the timing was right for him, for sure. Probably stayed in the property maybe a little bit longer than he should have, you know, in terms of he just wasn't able to care for himself. So it was a real win-win for sure.
What was the timeline like? How long did it take you guys to...
When did you get drop that mailer and first contact him, Joe?
It was in March.
Okay.
And then from there, we started the conversation with the homeowners. And then from there, I don't know exactly when the short sale process started, but we actually closed in September.
So you're talking 6 months?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds right. I didn't know when you actually gave him that mailer.
Yeah, no, so. We had been working with him for a couple of months before we...
That's a great time frame, actually, with the amount of work that you had and short sale. And
And I the short sale was done actually very quickly. So when the owner and his daughter came in, I think it's important to note that whenever we have a situation where we have an older homeowner that's in this kind of situation, it's important that, you know, we have a family member who's willing to take responsibility.
Somebody get some
for
help.
Absolutely. Yeah. Make sure that the owner is left in a better position.
Yeah.
And so the daughter and the owner came in and met with me, and we looked at other alternatives. Actually, first we looked at because the property actually the loan went into default. There was a notice of default because the property taxes had not been paid. Mm. So I worked with them on, you know, options like, hey, maybe we can, there is programs out there that would help him pay his property taxes. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, so after we walked through all the options with the daughter and the homeowner, I don't know, it probably wasn't very long after I met with them. I'm going to guess it was maybe about a month at the most that the daughter called back. And she looked at everything and said, you know, I do think it's best that I move him in with me. Yeah. She was ready to have him move in with her. And so it was best to just sell the property.
Gotcha.
So, and I'm going to guess that was, June, July, something like that. That's what I believe.
Got it. So it was actually relatively quick by the time you guys actually got in there and got this place fixed up and sold. And so, I mean, everybody wants to know, of course, everybody listening. So, what was the payday? Because we don't care about the payday, Joe, but we do care about the payday.
Right, absolutely.
Because there is value in that. I mean,
yeah.
Of course.
After all expenses and everything, we netted $51,000 on that one.
$51,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good payday, huh?
I think so. That was fun.
That was fun?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, and obviously, Daniel and Monique are not here, and I would get their perspective as well. But obviously, you guys came together. You worked together on that. So obviously, however you, I mean, I know you have your own company now, Joe, and my Home Solutions Group.
My Home Solutions Group.
Yeah. So, you know, Joe's got his own entity now because he's, you know, been involved in multiple deals, and they're working on more stuff in their pipeline right now and so forth. But if, you know, you having gone, seen other real estate before, and anybody who's listening to this, like, what's one takeaway you might give them, something, some words of wisdom or something that maybe you've learned over the last couple of years going through, you know, this whole process and, like, you know, from zero to, I mean, you just got through a major rehab with multiple challenges with a reverse mortgage that most people would have looked at that and said, this is impossible. Like, how do you get a $500,000 mortgage down to $137,000? Like, how, what's, maybe give us some words of wisdom, lay it on us. I know you're a Dodger fan, and it's a challenge. But
I don't know about that. But well, you know, from what I've learned here, it's just you just need to surround yourself with the right people. You have to have a good team, and I think previously, you know, from different aspects of, you know, just going through life, a lot of people tend to go alone, and that's where I think you have a problem because, you know, I know. Getting a homeowner was difficult, but, you know, finishing that project would have been impossible.
Mm.
You know, Frank came in and he took over where I had no idea what to do. And I probably had no idea what to do, like maybe 3 weeks after we actually started talking to the homeowner. And I'll be quite honest with you, you know. So that's what you need to, I think that's what people need to understand is that we need help. We need team. We need someone to come in and show us how to do it right.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking when I'm looking at you and I understand, like I was just thinking in my head, is it kind of crazy to you to think about how much you've learned? like what you know now, and then if you look back at yourself 2 years ago, just sit on that for a minute. Like the amount of knowledge you have, I know it's pretty substantial.
I'm a loss for words.
Yeah.
When I came here, I knew it all. You know, I knew it all. Mm. And like now, I think I've regressed. I don't know anything. Yes. So yes,
he's enlightened.
Hallelujah.
From back then to now, it's like now I have it's just a completely different feeling for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and I was just thinking.
That's great.
Yeah, it is great. And I think that happens a lot to our club members and to our students. I don't think they realize sometimes how much they've learned and what they know now.
Yeah.
And I've like had conversations with people and, you know, I don't know, we've had situations where somebody got stuck. They were like, how did that even happen? How come they didn't just, you know, fix this and that? And I remember what you know. Like you have an arsenal of information now that we just take for granted. It's sure. Our language, it's what we do, but not everybody has access to all of the tools and the arsenal really that we have to be able to solve problems very, very quickly and seemingly simple, right?
Yeah, it's hard. If we could somehow, I guess, you know, create a chronicle or something and some sort of journal where we could go back and remember some of the very questions that we get. And when Joe says, I'll throw Joe in the box with a lot of other people who come in saying, I know all this, mm-hmm. I mean, we hear it a lot. People go, oh, I know everything you're talking about. Everything you're talking about.
I just need you to fund my deals.
Yeah. Just, can you just write a check and do this? And we're like, no, we're not. We don't do that. Like, that's not who we are. We're about creating those teams and those relationships and, you know, deploying our resources in areas that make the most sense for us. And certainly writing a check for some stranger that knows everything who's sitting there broke is not on the top of my list of things to do. And but it is great that you have the perspective of, I knew everything back then, mm-hmm. right? I knew everything. And I was just coming here because I just needed a team because I knew everything. Mm-hmm. But now realizing, wow, I didn't really know everything. And look at all the things I didn't know that Frank just took care of, right? And, you know, you take for granted. There's a lot of that goes on. I've actually had students say, oh my gosh, can you slow down and tell me about this and tell me about this and tell me about this? And I don't even realize that I'm doing it.
Right.
You know, I don't even realize that I've already thought 10 steps ahead because I've already done this so many times that I'm like, they're like, oh, well, what about this? What about this? Like, just a couple that I won't mention their names. They're not here right now, but you know, a couple of deals that we're working on right now with some students that are doing their very first, some girls, by the way, who are doing their very first fix and flip. And, you know, they get down to the end of it.
Because girls can flip houses too.
Turns out they can. Mm-hmm. So we'll get them in here eventually. But just all those little things that I'm like, oh gosh, I don't even think about those anymore.
Yes.
And I think it's really good, that you recognize that, Joe. It's great. And go ahead.
I was just going to say, and for me, another thing that's really cool watching Joe's growth is that I know you've helped a lot of homeowners keep their homes, probably mm-hmm. more. Obviously, you've saved more homes than you've bought so far.
Yep.
But I know specifically you had one that you worked really hard on, and they got their loan modification. Mm-hmm. You helped them stay in their home.
Yep.
Would you share about that a little? Because I think that's
important. Sure. Yeah, well, you know, we door knocked the home, the gentleman opened the door, and of course, what do you want? No, I'm just here. You know, we had a conversation, and he had told me, someone just came in 20 minutes ago from, you know, they gave me all the information you just gave me. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, okay, well, you know, I can help you fill out that paperwork that you're talking about. And you just kind of developed that, you know, I'm just here to help.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens. Sure. And he gave me this look like, okay, well, give me your card. I'll call you in a couple of days because the paperwork is coming in a couple of days. And I said, sure. Here's my information. Call me. A couple of days later, he called me. Mm-hmm. And so that started, you know, the whole process. And it took a few months mm-hmm. to finally get him through. And we were able to get a modification. I was shocked with him that he got the modification. But, you know, I learned so much in that process, that, and those are the kind of things that bring me joy. Mm-hmm. Because if you met the couple, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. they're the sweetest couple.
Yep, very special.
And this was putting a real huge strain on their relationship. Yes. And they've been together for years, mm-hmm. you know, 30 years.
Yes.
So disclaimer here, did you get paid for that?
No, I got paid, but it wasn't monetary. Mm. Absolutely wasn't monetary, yeah.
Priceless?
It's priceless, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because I think it was maybe in one of the last couple of podcasts we were talking about that, how, you know, I challenge people when they walk in the door, you know, are you willing to help a homeowner and not get paid? Mm. And everybody says, yes, yes. And then I always tell them, oh, but really, it's, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to get the opportunity for reals. And so, you know, I say that jokingly, but it is true, isn't it?
But, you know, you do get paid.
Yeah.
You really do get paid. Yeah. It's just, how do you see that payment? Is mm-hmm. it going to be monetary, mm-hmm. cash? Mm-hmm. No, it's something that you get. You get something back. It's I'm giving something to someone, but they're giving it back to me as well. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, we're still friends now. The you know, we're on Facebook friends and stuff like that. And I'll text them, how is it going? Oh, how are you doing? And that's it. You know, it's
that's awesome.
So you're Facebook official? I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, and there really is a good point, I think, with saying you do get paid for it, because there is a sense of and a feeling of accomplishment, and I did something to help somebody else out, and to say that you don't get something from that, it's not true, because we do. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't do it. I mean, honey, I don't know how many hundreds upon hundreds of homeowners that you have helped over the years. I mean, I would hate to say thousands because I don't know for sure, but it has literally been hundreds upon hundreds that have been through our office where it's literally been just that, mm-hmm. working for no money, mm-hmm. And helping them save their house and putting them in a better spot. And I know that there'd be no way for you to do that if there wasn't some satisfaction and fulfillment and, you know, something that's filling you up to be able to do that. Because
That's why I always say I don't believe there's anything truly altruistic, right? All you know, because the truth is, when you serve, the payoff is the reward is really priceless, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And that's why I tell everybody, you won't ever work for financial freedom. You won't stay in this business for financial freedom.
Right.
You won't. Right.
You won't.
No. So I think it's you have such a cool story, Joe, because it's like you started out when you came to us financially very stable. I would say even more than comfortable. Mm-hmm. I might even say fat and, you know, by some standards for sure. And, you know, you were looking for something that would bring actually meaning and purpose, mm-hmm. you know, and interestingly, you lose your job. Mm-hmm. So then, and this is the funniest thing, right? Then all of a sudden money suddenly, you know, maybe your business does need to make money, and that puts you in a new, you know, perspective. And I want to give you kudos for I never saw a change in you. And I can honestly say that I never saw you operating from a space of scarcity when I saw you working with homeowners, because I know you lost your job and you still helped somebody save their home. And I know that with the relationship you built with them, you could have, you know, you built credibility and you could have done pretty much whatever you wanted to. So I'm compliment you on that and give you kudos for that. It's impressive. Yeah. Would you agree with that, Frank?
100%.
Yeah.
Just in the conversation, working with them, and, you know, that's how you train us, is to serve first and let the money show up based off of all these interactions with homeowners. The opportunity to purchase homes will present themselves when that's the right thing to do and it serves the homeowner. So just that business model, it just feeds itself, you know, referrals, just, you know, people wanting to work with you and being able to be out there. And then getting really grounded and in alignment with that message. And, you know, homeowners, we were talking to them, it's like, you know, what's the catch? You know, you're going to help me for free. Yeah. And it's like, well, there is no catch. I mean, I know I'm out there. I couldn't be out there if I wasn't buying and flipping houses that do need to be bought. I couldn't continue to do this. But that opportunity presents itself enough. So by going out there and serving and being completely in alignment with that message, which you teach us, it it, you know, the homeowners are blown away and they can see the genuineness because we're trained that way. And, you know, from my own perspective, just knowing people, having family members that have gone through the foreclosure mm-hmm. process and, you know, fought with the banks, you know, I can really identify with those homeowners. So your train is right on, or it's spot on with my heart and what I want to do to serve them. Just, you know, being in that situation with people that I know and love that are in my family. So it's for me, it's the only way to do any kind of business, you know, whether it's real estate or whatever you're doing, that you should be operating from a place of how you can most best serve that individual with whatever situation. And I just thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
That's awesome. Well, it starts with you, honey, because you do a great job in everything that we do, and the message has been consistent for the last decade. And you know, what was once a theory, right? Mm-hmm. This idea of we could build this and put all this stuff together, and here we are, and the hypothesis has proven itself real, that, you know, there are people like Frank and Joe and others amongst the club that really can take what you've trained them and go out there, serve homeowners, and make a really good living at the same time. That's yeah. Right. So with that, it's lunchtime.
Amen.
Because I don't know whose stomach that is I'm hearing, but it's one of them. And so it is that time. So I appreciate you guys coming out today. Thanks for sharing with us. Look forward to having more stories of that. Eventually we'll get you to break 100 and stop being a Dodgers fan.
Oh, wow. And, you said you weren't. I thought
and no a Broncos sports fan.
Oh, there it is.
Rams are here.
We said we were not going to talk about sports. The other
stuff. We'll break 100, but I don't know about the other stuff.
All right. Well, let's get some lunch and play some golf.
We're right, flipping off and flipping out and flipping up and flipping under. Oh, flipping under.
There you go.
Yeah, under 100.
Guys. Catch you guys next time.